AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden says the U.S. and its allies are taking another step to punish Russia over the war in Ukraine. Most favored nation trade status, PNTR, is being revoked.
Revoking PNTR for Russia is going to make it harder for Russia to do business with the United States. And doing it in unison with other nations that make up half of the global economy will be another crushing blow to the Russian economy. It's already suffering very badly from our sanctions.
The president was asked about chemical weapons.
I'm not going to speak about the intelligence, but Russia would pay a severe price if they used chemicals.
Meantime, in Ukraine, Ukrainian soldiers attempted to regain control of a village near Kyiv. Russia is widening its military offensive in Ukraine, striking airports in the west and an industrial city in the east for the first time. In Romania, Vice President Kamala Harris says it's difficult to watch what's going on in Ukraine.
And as everybody knows, even in your personal life, being loyal to those friendships based on common principles and values, sometimes it's difficult. Often it ain't easy. But that's what the friendship is about, based on shared values.
Russian President Vladimir Putin spoke of positive developments in negotiations, but his military appears to be trying to regroup and regain momentum in the invasion. China's premier is calling the situation in Ukraine grave and offered Beijing's help in playing a positive role for peace while continuing to refrain from criticizing Russia. China is ordering the lockdown of 9 million residents in the northeastern city of Changchun. There's a new spike in coronavirus cases in that area linked to the Omicron variant. The European Union's foreign policy chief says a pause is needed in the ongoing talks over Iran's tattered nuclear deal with world powers. Stocks are mixed early. This is AP News. Police in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, say at least one person is in critical condition and six people overdosed on cocaine laced with fentanyl. Police were called to a vacation rental house during spring break.
There were multiple people in cardiac arrest in the front yard.
This witness spoke to WPLG-TV.
Seen a couple of dudes laid out. The couple of girls, I believe they were blonde, came and picked up the couple of guys back into the house.
Fort Lauderdale Fire Battalion Chief Steve Golan says two of the people who overdosed got sick because they tried to give CPR to the initial overdose victims.
These are healthy young adults, college students in the prime of their life, and getting this drug into their system, it's unknown what the recovery will be on the critical individual.
The CDC says fentanyl is 50 to 100 times stronger than morphine and is meant to treat severe pain. It also slows a person's breathing and heart rate. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.